Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On November the 27th this year, Bulgaria marked the 95th anniversary since the signing of the Neu-sur-Seine Peace Treaty, which put an end to Bulgaria's participation at the First World War. The country, which was in the camp of the defeated, exited the military conflict with great damages. It lost a huge part of its territory and population and was obliged to pay big reparations. Moreover, its armed forces suffered big restrictions as well. The anniversary of the Neu-sur-Seine Peace Treaty became an occasion of a memorable evening in the Sofia Library under the motto "We are not divided." The heading was taken from the borderline poem of renowned Bulgarian intellectual and public figure Emmanuel Popdimitrov, who was a passionate defender of the unification cause. The evening went under the auspices of Bulgaria's Vice President Маргарита Попова.
Емануил Попдимитров. Човекът, който направи нещо нечувано.
Emmanuel Popdimitrov was the person who did something unheard of at one of the conferences in Geneva, where, being president of the refugee committee, he showed up without invitation at the conference dedicated to the minorities, Vice President Маргарита Попова said. Thanks to his brilliant speech in French, the Bulgarian minority was officially recognized in the former Yugoslavia. He made Western Europe remember that the Neu Treaty and the other treaties of the Paris Conference brought unprecedented evil to mankind from a historical and from a psychological point of view. Emmanuel Popdimitrov proved to be a real defender of the Western outlands with his speech from this high tribune. Today we are happy to be in the company of our fellow citizens from the towns of Caribrod and Busilegrad, who know and love their hero, Emmanuel Popdimitrov.
Маргарита Попова also noted that all Bulgarians from the Western Outlands deserve the respect of the Bulgarian nation because they are still fighting for their rights of Bulgarian minority.
Ние имаме късмета и шанса да живеем в европейското семейство заедно.
We have the good fortune to be part of the European family. We also want our neighbors to join this family so Europe may become stronger and we may give a new meaning to the terms good neighborly relations, friendship and mutual cooperation. We must support our neighbors in their EU accession bid when they fully fulfill their duties so they can give our fellow citizens the rights we have been dreaming of for such a long time. They deserve that because they are part of our neighbors' potential in terms of the economy, politics, as well as culture.
And here is what Bulgarian literary man and chairman of the Bulgarian Cultural and Information Center in Busilegrad, Ivan Nikolov, told Radio Bulgaria.
Трябва да си призная, че преди изтеклите години май нещо бяха позатихнали контактите, интереса.
I must admit that our contacts have subsided over the recent years. This awakening fills me with the hope that we would continue with our reviving activity at the Western Outlands with the idea to disseminate and create the Bulgarian culture and look for new contacts in order to preserve our national identity and create a new European perspective through the Serbian candidature for European Union membership. Bulgaria is an EU member state which will anyway have to conduct a pro-European policy, a modern policy directed towards the Bulgarians who live abroad. So I hope this is the only hope for the Bulgarian population in Bosilegrad, which suffered the horrible consequences of the assimilatory policy, which has managed to melt the Bulgarian population down from 120,000 to 18,500 people in 9 decades only, concludes Mr. Ivan Nikolov.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our 2 streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. soon also available for mobile devices.